What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
With now.
Please welcome
Graham and Nathan.
What the hell is going up?
What's going on?
That actually warmed my heart, thinking back to when we could fly. I also listened to an interview with Travis Barker. Do you know Travis Barker?
Is he going out with Kourtney Kardashian?
He is, correct. Oh. What band was he in?
Blink 182.
He was the drummer, covered in tattoos. He also had an MTV show with his girlfriend.
Meet the Barkers.
Correctamundo. He was in a terrible flight accident.
What was he?
Where it was one of those tiny planes, and not to get too morbid, but I think around four people died while he survived. And now he refuses to go on any flight. So he takes the ferry, or he will drive. He will not take...
So if he wants to get from Dublin to Liverpool, he'll take the ferry?
Yes.
It's like 7 hours.
And the worst thing is...
So there should be a quicker ferry from Liverpool to Dublin.
Yeah, I don't understand why
it's so slow.
Guys, this
it's so big and slow.
The most scary thing to this story. So the day that Travis Barker was in that horrible flight, that morning, his daughter said, "Don't go on the flight. I've a really bad feeling about it."
You would be afraid after that.
That would completely terrify you.
Do Blink 182 still tour?
I don't know.
But surely he's not getting a boat from America to Europe.
He does a lot of music now with Machine Gun Kelly.
Okay.
He's like the drummer for Machine Gun Kelly.
Well, what happens when Machine wants to...
I'd say he's very like... I'd say he's just very much like, do you want to just stay here?
I think we need to really conquer America.
Let's just stay in America.
America's a big place.
But if he's going from LA to New York, that's a long journey.
Yeah.
God, that... Sure, isn't there... Was it Bergkamp?
Yes, Dennis Bergkamp.
Wouldn't fly.
No, afraid of flying.
A former Arsenal footballer.
Yeah.
So when they're playing the Champions League, he would get the boat and train.
Yeah.
To the middle of Europe.
Probably be exhausted.
That'd be a bit of fun, though. It's like a road trip.
Not on your own, though.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And Arsenal were doing all right in the Champions League back then.
I was talking to my girlfriend, Becca, the other day, and I said, oh, I've come up with a new game. I don't know if it's any good. And she said, I don't think that's great.
Okay, go on.
I just remembered
this is the testing ground.
This is a testing. I give you a place around the world, and you have to guess how long the flight is.
I love that game.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah. Can we play that on air?
Do you want to?
100. That's a... Tell Becca.
She
got that one wrong. That's a great...
She just said,
that
I don't
is
know.
A fantastic
we
game.
We can use that music that we just played.
Come fly with me.
Guys, I'm really happy about
that's
that.
That's a great...
So how
do you know what? You're doing a lot of doubting yourself lately.
I'm doubting.
Don't doubt yourself.
Have confidence. I brought a game onto the radio that I didn't even run past anyone. I've done that a fair few times now.
I need to get rid of one of these here. We never use happy.
Okay,
we never
use that one. Flight game.
That is a fantastic...
How many locations?
Oh, I do 5. Do you know, 3 is always too little, 5 is too many.
Yeah.
Because we don't talk that long in links.
So flight game, so...
I do 4.
Let's just say...
Maybe do it best of 5.
Okay, flight from Ireland to Tunisia.
Tunisia.
What would you say, guys?
Go from Dublin. Always do it from Dublin.
From Dublin.
Is that North Africa?
Oh, you're asking the wrong person.
You would need to research these. I would say 6.5 hours.
I would say, so you're looking at Tunisia. I reckon, I don't know if that's northeast or northwest. So you look, Canary Islands is about 4 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, four and a bit.
And that's, I would say 5 hours. What are you saying, Callum?
6.5.
It's saying here 5 hours and 35 minutes.
Ah.
So I think you won. You say, what did you say? Six. I said five, you said six.
6.5.
Flight.
Oh, I won then.
Yes.
Do I have time for one more?
Yeah.
Flight duration from Dublin to, let's say, California.
California, the bottom of America.
18. Straight.
What?
Yeah.
18 hours.
13 to Vancouver.
No.
From London. Okay, 12.
See, I think you guys would actually be very good playing this.
Nine.
Because you do have a good general
knowledge.
9 hours.
Get out of here. Not a chance.
So
okay.
You're saying 9.
Okay, yeah. I'm saying 13.
I can tell you the flight time is 10 hours, wow. 42 minutes.
Thank you.
I dipped my cap.
It wasn't going to be that long.
This is a fun game.
Yeah, what did I say? 18. Well, what's go to Dublin, Vancouver. I remember I was on a plane for 13 hours. Dublin.
Yeah, but that could have been a slow plane.
True.
That was the slow Welcome plane. To the slow plane.
That was also London's so next hour.
So Dublin to Vancouver, 13 hours, yeah. 20 minutes.
Yeah. That's mad, isn't it? When we go to, not Tenerife, to the Maldives eventually in 2049.
How good will that be?
That's like a 24-hour travel time because you have to change at Doha and then wait a little bit. Yeah. And then I think you're on the plane for about 14 hours on and off.
What is your favourite stopover?
I've never done a layover.
London.
London?
Yeah, I like Heathrow.
It's a bit intimidating how big it is.
It is, but it's so it's structured.
Yeah.
You know where to go, you know where to go.
I think it is.
Right, on the show today, we talk about allergies. We also have some great celeb smashes, and Jedward are at it again.
1-2-1-2, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Live across the city, this is the only way to start your day.
What? My name is Graham O'Toole, this man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Ma. Morning!
Spin 103.8 is your number one hit music station.
Fully charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning, it is 7:03. What's up?
We can't hear anything.
Both of you?
Both of us. I'm as deaf as anything.
How about this, gentlemen?
Here we go.
I've got the power. 3, 2, 1.
Hey!
I've got the power.
That feels great. Oh, my voice is horrible to listen to.
Yeah, someone turn
it. It's there now. We're all switched on and ready to go.
I don't like to be the bearer of bad news.
Oh God, sorry. I've Twitter open and whatever page I landed on.
Yeah.
Show me highlights of the Liverpool game last night.
Oh, you don't want to see that.
No, I don't want to see those goals again.
See that muck.
No, I don't.
At least with United, we know what we are in the Europa League. Look, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, Graham.
Yeah.
But a strange internet search engine is shutting down in May.
Ask Jeeves.
Not Ask Jeeves.
Oh, I love Ask Jeeves, thank God.
Now, I only found out about this search engine's existence 5 minutes ago, but I'm awfully upset. If you don't mind, I'm going to go through it in 5 minutes' time. It's a lot of fun.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Whoa. If you could hear the conversation during that song, chicken thigh meat is nice. Much less dry than the breast.
Yes, I would say that chicken thighs are a lot more moist than the breast.
Not as much meat on the thigh as there would be on the breast, though.
We were having a great conversation, and then out of nowhere, producer Callum pipes up and says he doesn't like grey meat.
I understand what you're saying, though, because we never roast chicken. Sometimes part of it can be grey, especially near the bone.
Especially at Christmas, even on the turkey, people will often go for the grey meat over the white meat.
What is wrong
with you?
Nah, they don't deserve Christmas.
Do you mind if I say that turkey is awfully dry?
Yeah.
Maybe that's just in my family house.
Put a bit of gravy on it. Surely Dermot makes lovely gravy on Christmas.
The gravy's lovely, but if there was no gravy, it might feel like a Bush Tucker trial. Honestly, it's so dry.
I hope your parents aren't driving to the 40-foot right now listening to this.
Morning, parents. Love you both very much. Now, I have some extremely sad news, Graham.
Oh, no. We have to eat your father's turkey.
Imagine if he just ran into the studio now in his tiny Speedos. Father, there's a pandemic going on.
This isn't the 40-foot, Dermot.
Go back to bed. I don't have news about my father or dry meat. More importantly, it's about a strange internet search engine called Yahoo Answers.
Okay. Well, I know Yahoo.
Well,
Yahoo is like Google. Just what's the meaning of life and all that?
Yeah. Well, Yahoo Answers is where you can submit a question and then people give you some answers.
Oh, so normal people give you the answers, yeah, as opposed to the search engine giving you the answers and links to websites. Okay, yeah.
This is expiring, completely shutting down in May. And it's been there for 15 years, would you believe? And I only found out about it 5 minutes ago. Well, I go through some of the best questions that people have asked, okay, looking for answers.
So this is a little bit different to Googling answers. This is you're waiting for somebody else, another human being, to go on and answer your question.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Do you think humans will ever walk on the sun? Now, this person is anonymous and expands as to why they asked this question. I was just daydreaming and thinking today, and I thought about how crazy it was that a person has walked on the moon and Mars. I was just wondering if you think a person will ever walk on the sun.
Yeah, it makes sense, I suppose.
Like, I know it's really hot, but I am thinking if they went in the wintertime when the sun is only like 30 degrees, I bet they could do it.
Yeah, just like Spain.
What would your answer be for that?
Give it a go. Especially that person. If they really want to find out, I think they should go to the sun and find out what happens.
Another question. How do I turn off Caplock?
That sounds like you.
Is there anything more annoying, guys, when you're writing an email and then you're in such a flow and you might look up at the screen and then you realise, oh, everything's in capital letters.
And then you have to reverse it and go back. Actually, is there a shortcut where you can switch the caps from big to small?
I don't think there
from
is.
From capital to not.
There
absolutely
is a way
not.
Somewhere.
There is no way.
Okay.
I have looked at that keyboard non-stop. Go through just the odd more question, because I think we spoke a bit too much about dry meat.
Yeah, okay.
Is there a spell to become a mermaid that actually works?
Because I'm sick of being conned into these ones that don't work.
I don't know if being a mermaid would be that great.
You've got no legs.
Move.
You've got no legs.
If you're out of water, help me. I felt like I was a mermaid last summer when I did my knee in. I couldn't move. You had to make me a coffee all the time. Why does my cat vibrate? And this is very American. How many calories are in a booger?
Booger, that's such a stupid word as well.
Oh, I do like this. This one is more, a question one more. I would ask. Will my laptop get heavier if I put more files on it? Oh, that's good. I'm stealing that joke for my hour special that's going to be broadcast on Virgin Media 3.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
There's a couple of things that I'm going to go to the grave with my opinion, and I'm not going to change my mind.
Okay.
And this is definitely top three, that this Jedward song is much better than Lipstick. When 100%,
no.
The second time they went to the Eurovision, this was a better song than Lipstick.
I completely disagree.
Much better,
the
much
uplifting.
The backdrop
of Lipstick.
Forget about the backdrop.
So cool with the screens, and it was red and black.
So
and
the
you could
water.
See Jedward dancing.
There was waterfall.
The water looked cheap. It looked like the budget was cut in half.
No, I'm sorry.
I much prefer Lipstick.
I got my lipstick.
Well, we just did a quick poll. You listening right now? Did you prefer Lipstick, Jedward's song Lipstick, or Waterline?
0877111038. But the reason I'm talking about Jedward 2 days in a row is because yesterday they were talking about the X Factor and how they said on Twitter that they wish that they told the judges at the time, Simon Cowell, Louis Walsh, Cheryl Cole and Danny Minogue, to F off.
Yeah, very strange.
When they're on the show, and also said that Simon Cowell was nothing more than a bad facelift. They were really going in on the X Factor, basically defending the artists, and said they were slaves to the music industry. Well, they've continued to go defending artists, and especially X Factor artists and your band One Direction.
What did they say?
So they tweeted yesterday, "We have One Direction's contract, which was sent to us by mistake, cause we use the same label, same management, same security, and same accountants. Legally posting contracts online is going to end up in court, but we've known for many years the situation. Niall, Liam, Louis, Zayn, Harry, your survivors." So they're basically implying that the contract was horrendous. Now, Louis Tomlinson.
Oh, yes. What did Louis say?
So you know how Jedward randomly messaged people on Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, back in the middle of March, they messaged Louis Tomlinson just going, doing Jeppic. But yesterday, Louis Tomlinson, after seeing all this, messaged back.
What did he say?
A couple of weeks later, "You guys have lost the plot. Ha 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 ha. You must be high." Then they replied to Louis, "Louis, we're all good. Can't say the next line," they said. But then they said, "High on life, yes." And then they go, "You can't silence the truth. Nobody can drag me down." A reference to their
great song.
And then they went on talking more about the X Factor because they're not a fan of Simon Cowell at all. They said, we were offered $70,000 to do the X Factor All-Stars, but Psycho were too cheap to actually make the show. We definitely won't be asked now. Other X Factor stars are silent the machine in fear of not getting the job. They're obviously not afraid of not getting the job now because they definitely won't be asked back. But former contestant in 2010, she came second in the year that One Direction went there. Second to Matt Cardle, Rebecca Ferguson.
Yes, I remember Rebecca Ferguson, and a fun fact, she briefly dated Zayn Malik.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
On the show?
I don't think afterwards.
Well, she said she's backed the twins and is petitioning to make the music industry a fairer place, calling for regulations to improve artists' rights and welfare. And pop star Lily Allen joined in the discussion, tweeting yesterday because she's been also advocating for fairer conditions for artists. Nice to see Jedward being reliably iconic this morning.
I have to say, Jedward are so loved at the moment, aren't they?
Fair play to Jedward. And can I just say... Far better than lipstick.
No.
Much better than lipstick.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
50 years' time, we're going to hear that song.
And are we going to be sick of it?
And we're going to be transported.
Oh, transported.
Back.
Yes.
To the year of 2020 when we went through the pandemic.
Do you remember you and I did a TikTok dance?
We're going to be looking at our grandkids. Turn off the song. Turn off the song.
I'll be like, grandkids, get out of my way. I have a breakfast show to host on Spin 103.8. But granddad, you're 90 years of age.
Well, technically, you'd actually be 79, 80 in 50 years.
Welcome.
Maths was never your strong point.
Nope.
Either was showbiz.
Hey, I'm a pretty face.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Showbiz Shootout. Graham and I, we each have a showbiz news story, and then at the end, producer Callum, aka the big bad sheriff, decides which one is better. Good morning to you, Sheriff.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you.
So the week's nearly over.
Yeah, it feels like a Sunday in here. I want to begin.
Okay.
Friend of the show, Ozzy Osbourne. He is to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Why?
Isn't that interesting? Because he's made a lot of cameo appearances in the past.
Has he?
I didn't realise. Back in 1986, he appeared at WrestleMania. Him and Sharon Osbourne, his wife, they were actually guest hosts of Raw back in 2009. I have a little clip of him. Listen to the laugh. Absolutely terrifying, but he is delighted to receive the award, but he did say he doesn't deserve
it. But did he ever wrestle?
He never wrestled.
He was just the host.
He was just the host. I am obsessed with celebrities making these appearances at wrestling. You remember Wayne Rooney, the footballer,
when he
slapped a wrestler across the face. That was incredible. I was looking for audio with that. Couldn't find any.
Here it is.
Oh, there you go. That was Wayne Rooney.
Should have done that.
But did you know that Donald Trump?
Yeah.
He actually got into a wrestling match with the owner, Vince McMahon, back in 2007. Let's all have a listen to the commentary. But my favorite celebrity cameo appearance comes from The Muppets in 2011. Producer Callum, I know you're a wrestling fan.
Did you
know The Muppets?
He is.
They were the host.
What?
Of Raw.
No.
Yeah, it was so strange. Now, I don't know what Muppet it is, but he's having a conversation with the Irish wrestler, Seamus.
Okay.
Can I have a listen? Okay.
How are you, Arthur? How's it going? Oh, I'm afraid I can't make the family reunion this year. Listen, do me a favour. Will you please tell Aunt Teresa I said hello, yeah?
And that's Beaker.
Is that Beaker?
I'm pretty sure it's Beaker.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit like you.
Oh, sorry. Beg your pardon.
One of our favourite clips on this show is when Nadine Coyle was on the Sunday brunch and said this infamous line.
Are you one of these people who enjoys cooking?
I enjoy cooking bacon and stuff. Working with Flair.
Flair?
Well, last night she was on the Great British Bake Off Stand Up to Cancer.
No, she didn't say it again.
A lot of people, so they're doing different kind of episodes. And you got John Bishop is on it. Jade from Little Mix, Dizzy Rascal, Nadine Coyle in there too. She was on it. Would she say the line?
Like, it is a baking show.
Would she say it? This is her just having a general chit-chat.
Is there a slower mode than that? Look at this place. Look at it.
He hasn't said it yet. But...
did they need subtitles?
Did the... would the bosses ask her on and not ask her to say the line?
Robo.
Or did she know why she was being brought on?
Butter. And then we do the flair.
I think it's the best pastry.
Brilliant.
I think it's the best pastry.
You're very bad at impressions, can I just say?
Sorry?
Do your Prulith again.
I think that's the best flair.
And do say, and say Nadine goes flair.
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 You can see how she leads up to it.
Flair.
Flair.
I'm about to say.
Flair. Flair.
There she said it. Everyone went mental last night online. They love it.
You know there can only be one winner of the Showbiz Shootout, and that has to be...
Flair.
Nadine Coyle. That's the greatest clip of all time.
Prulith has joined us on the show. Pru, what's your opinion of glass animals?
Flair?
No, oh, that's Nadine.
That's the...
They really like it.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
With Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
One of the biggest radio games played at 7:45.
On Spin 103.8. It has got to get it wrong. All you have to do is get the questions wrong, and if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win €100 and they got to get it wrong. Board game playing this morning is Courtney. Any crack this morning, Courtney?
No, I'm just sitting outside work waiting to go in.
Oh, what do you work as, Courtney?
I work in St. James's Hospital in the lab, so we just test bloods and stuff.
Oh, fair play to you.
Yeah.
I remember I ended up in James's Hospital after a wild, listen to this, Gavin James concert.
He shook somebody's hand and he dislocated his shoulder. Yeah. No word of a lie, Courtney. That's exactly what
I doing. Want to give a shout out to all the staff at James's Hospital. They
Absolutely.
Were fantastic.
Absolutely. Let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. These are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Isha is on top with 16. 17 or more puts you in the number one spot for now. Here we go.
What is the name of someone that flies a plane?
A baker.
What is the name of someone that milks a cow?
A scientist.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey.
Tomatoes.
What's 58 minus 9?
70 million.
12 plus 12 is 24. True or false?
False.
What noise does a snake make?
Moo.
Who sings the song Peaches?
Justin Bieber.
Name a Bob Marley album.
Oops, I did it again.
Finish the lyrics. Sex bomb, you're my...
flower cake.
What's the capital of Portugal?
Dublin.
Name a Julia Roberts film.
Titanic.
What is the next letter after B?
Z.
What is a baby cat called?
Puppy.
What TV show was the character Cat Slater in?
Coronation Street.
Who is Nicole Scherzinger dating? What nationality is Professor Green?
Spanish.
What is a calippo a type of?
Cake.
Okay. Out of time.
I really enjoyed your lyric, flower cake.
I know, I'm so sorry. I'm
oh,
so
that
nervous.
Was great, you Courtney.
Got, you got the point, it was incorrect, well done.
How did you find your experience?
That's so hard, isn't it?
It is difficult. Mm-hmm. I find it tough even asking the questions.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Was it the first time you ever played?
Oh, no, like I play along witches the whole time, but like you obviously think you can do better when you're not on the radio.
But well, Courtney, you're being very harsh on yourself.
Very harsh
on
yourself.
It wasn't a bad game at all. You've done a lot better than a lot of people.
Courtney... yeah. You're a great person, and you know, I'm going to tell you right now, the score you got was 14,
but... I know.
But Courtney, you should be very proud of yourself because that is still a great score.
Good score. You should come back again in the future, Courtney. Definitely.
I will. I'm glad I got over 10.
Well over 10, Courtney. Well done. Thanks so much for playing this morning.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
I would just hate for you to have just turned on the radio and to have missed what happened about 15 minutes ago.
What?
Your impressions.
Oh, look, just let it go.
You don't like doing impressions.
I'm not great at them.
Then why did you attempt to do them this morning?
Because
twice?
You forced me to.
I only forced you to do them. Because you were doing them without being asked, and you're doing a really bad job.
I was having
them.
A bit of fun.
We were playing a clip of Nadine Coyle saying Flair on The Great British Bake Off. Of course, made famous when she did it on Sunday Brunch. And then a little bit of Prue Leith was played.
I think it's the best pastry because it's so magical. You make this unpromising paste.
And then you started to try and imitate Prue Leith.
I was having a bit of fun.
And then I asked you to do it again. And then you got stressed into this.
They really like it.
I kind of sound like the voiceover of the Brennan's Bread ad.
They really like it.
You don't.
Today's bread. Today.
That's today's bread. Today.
No, he's more
today's bread.
You sound like one of the Healy Rays.
I really like it.
I will bring him more money to Kerry.
I really like it.
I'm really embarrassed now. I feel upset.
Well, we need to do a deal here. I won't ask you to do impressions anymore if you don't do them unasked.
Do your Michael D impression.
Well, hello, everybody.
Do your Pat Kenny impression.
No, it could get me in trouble. We work for the same company.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Now, Graham, I came across a surprising statistic that I'd like to share with you.
Okay, go on.
In Ireland, approximately 5% of children and 3% of adults suffer with an allergy.
That's very low, isn't it?
I would have thought it was around 45%.
Yeah.
You hear so much about, oh, I'm allergic to this.
5% of children and 3% of adults. Those lucky 2% who lose it.
What do you think? Become,
no, I've an allergy. I'm allergic. I'm allergic to dogs.
You're not allergic
I'm
to
allergic
dogs.
I'm allergic to dogs.
You're just afraid of dogs because when you were younger, you barked at one and it chased you.
I'm allergic to dogs and unfortunately, I've told Claire that eventually when we have our family home, can't get a dog because of my allergies.
No, it's just because you're scared of them. That's different.
My eyes will go all red. And I said, Claire, do you want me to live like this? Do you want me to live sneezing and rubbing my eyes all the time? I go, please, can we get a dog? I love dogs. I go, Claire, you know,
you're not allergic.
I'm the biggest lover of dogs in the city.
You're not
You won't find a guy who loves dogs more than me. You
say,
always walking dogs, always petting dogs. I love dogs. I'm just allergic to them, but I can't have one. So sorry, Claire.
No, I want to hear from you this morning. What are you allergic to? Ooh. Okay. The number is 087-711-1038. I know there's a lot of people listening right now that are allergic to something.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to know what that something is, because they can vary so much.
We're opening up the allergy line.
Yeah.
Right now. Well, welcome to the allergy line. And Kelly joins us. Who has an allergy?
I have a friend that's allergic to kiwis.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
This is an exotic fruit.
Whoa.
What happens to your friend when they eat a kiwi?
Their tongue kind of swells.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite dangerous. I don't think that she has it kind of like diagnosed, but yeah.
So
she still likes the taste of kiwis.
Oh no.
That's a curse, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's drawn towards the kiwi even though she's allergic to it. And did she obviously find out when she ate a kiwi and then her tongue swollen and then she had to get it checked out and the doctor said, you're allergic to kiwis. That's a strange one. Never heard of that one before.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
And have you witnessed the swollen tongue in action?
I have indeed, yes.
What's it like?
Scary.
It just kind of gets like really bumpy and kind of red.
Oh my God.
It doesn't like double in size or anything, but yeah, it's kind of... I'm always like, yeah, you shouldn't really eat kiwi. I know they taste good, but yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a food now that I would want to have if it caused me harm. So she just continues to eat the kiwi.
Yes.
She can't stop herself.
Jeez, you'd be
I don't blame her. They're so good.
You would be a bit like, I can't really hang out with you at the moment because you keep having a swollen tongue. Oh, my tongue is swollen.
Kelly, thank you so much.
That's lovely. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, our boss just messaged us. Oh, he has a kiwi allergy too.
Oh, thank God. I thought he was firing us.
That's strange. I didn't know kiwis was a food that caused allergies. Kieran got us on WhatsApp voice message as well, talking about allergies.
How are you, lads? Since I was a child, I was always told I'm allergic to penicillin. I'm now 30 years of age, and every time I tell the doctor, he asks what happens when I take it, which I have no idea, but I tend to avoid it anyway, so I can't actually tell them what happens when I take it. It's funny.
That is mad.
What happens when you take it? I don't know. Do you want to try?
No.
No, I'm okay, thanks.
I'd rather not.
087 711 1038. Tell us about your allergies this morning. Nathan Riley, any?
Yes, I am convinced I'm allergic to a wasp sting.
Why?
Because in the past, when I've been stung by a wasp, let's say in my arm gets really swollen and it's sore.
I think that's just the reaction to a wasp sting.
No. I think mine's a lot sorer than the average person.
Oh, really?
It's extremely painful.
Have you done a poll before with people in the playground when you were in school?
Just by myself.
No, that's just a wasp sting.
I think
that's
I'm
like
allergic.
Saying I'm allergic to getting kicked on the football pitch. Why? Oh, it's just sore.
Well,
it's always sore.
Could happen.
It could. 087 711 1038. If you have any allergies, the allergy line is open now. So far, Kelly's come on said that her friend is allergic to kiwis. We were surprised at that. Then our boss tells us he's also allergic to kiwis. But John, what are you allergic to?
I'm a goalkeeper that's allergic to grass.
Okay, how does that work?
I had to do one of those bump tests in the doctors, and it came up like a slight bump. So it's not a mad reaction, but it doesn't help when you have watery eyes and getting a bit of a rash.
So does your manager know that his goalkeeper is allergic to grass?
No, he just thinks I'm passionate.
Crying all the time. Yeah. And have you ever, now between myself and yourself, John, we won't name what club you play for, but have you ever not dived for the ball because you didn't want your face to go on the ground near the grass?
No, I can't be at that.
So what actually happens to you when you're around grass?
I think it's more cut grass, but it just tends to come up in a bit of a rash and the odd watery eye maybe. It's not too bad.
You're trying to put off the strikers. If I was a striker and I saw a goalkeeper crying, I'd be like, I don't want to score on him.
Well, there's a few other things you can do as well, so help.
And John, when you turn up to the pitch to play a game and you see the grass is freshly cut, does your heart sink? You're like, oh God, 90 minutes of this.
Yeah, well, I've had to adapt over time and embrace the cry. Yeah. In me and wear trousers while I'm playing.
Oh, like all great footballers. There used to be a Crystal Palace goalkeeper who used to wear grey sweatpants.
You're just like
him. Thanks very much, John.
No matter.
Bye. Bye, John.
Nicole also joins us. What are you allergic to?
I'm allergic to horse hair.
Oh my God. Okay, so what happens when you're around horse hair?
My nanny and granddad had like a little allotment and there was a horse on it, so I decided to pet the horse and my face swelled up really, really bad. Couldn't open my eyes. Couldn't see. Oh, it was really bad. My face took about 2 weeks to go down.
Well, you'll never believe it, Nicole. I've got the same reaction to dogs.
If
my girlfriend Claire is listening, unfortunately, we can't get a dog in the future. It's got nothing to do with my fear of dogs, but it's my fear of being allergic and having that reaction too. So you wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy, I hear, Nicole.
No, you really wouldn't. It's horrible. And anytime you see horses now running up and down the street, I have to roll the window up.
Are you horrified by the film Seabiscuit?
I've never seen it, but by the sounds of it, I won't be watching it.
All about a horse.
Well, Nicole, thank you very much. You stay away from those horses.
Oh, I will, of course.
See you, Nicole. Hannah, who's allergic to five things. Hannah, what are they?
I'm allergic to dogs, cats, fish, trees, and grass.
Right, that is quite a mix. Now, initially when you said dogs and cats, I just thought it had to do with hair, but I don't know if there's many hairy fish.
It is generally the dogs and cats' hairs, but like if I get scratched or anything from a dog or a cat, like I tend to swell.
Is it eating fish or swimming with fish that you're allergic to?
It's actually the only fish that I can eat, say, is mussels or cod.
Mussels?
I can eat mussels or cod, but everything else I'm allergic to.
Jeez, that's mad. Well, at least you can have the breaded cod.
Yeah, that's it. Like, but I actually have dogs at home, like, so I live with dogs, so I have to take medication daily.
Oh, is it worth it?
Yeah, obviously. So.
Okay.
And you also said you're allergic to trees.
Yeah, it's something to do with the trees and whatever they give out, or something the doctor was saying that, like, I'm allergic to. I'm also allergic to dust, actually, as well.
You have a horrible time of it. Thanks for sharing this morning.
Approximately 5% of children and 3% of adults suffer with an allergy.
I think, from what we found out this morning, it's only 3% of adults in Dublin suffer from an allergy of kiwis. Yeah. So many kiwi allergies coming through. Emma joins us on the line. Emma, what are you allergic to?
Mushroom, cut grass, latex. I'm allergic to the tetanus injection you get, and gluten and dairy.
Would you, yeah. Graham, not to put you on the spot, would you be allergic to gluten?
I haven't got tested for it. Yeah. More dairy. I get stomach pains with dairy.
Do you?
Definitely. I don't know if I've been allergic to it. But Emma, with the latex, what happens when you go to the dentist? Don't they wear the latex gloves?
Yeah, they have to wear latex-free gloves.
Okay. Ah. And yeah. If you could rank them in which is the most annoying to have, what would it be? What would be the number one?
Probably the most annoying allergy.
Yeah.
Probably the gluten and the dairy, definitely.
Oh, 100%.
And everything else is all manageable.
Yeah, true.
What actually happens when you eat mushrooms?
Oh, I die. Like, it's not even funny. I get, like, if I eat mushrooms in 10 minutes, I'll have an extremely high fever, I'll start shaking, I'll feel so weak, I won't be able to hold my eyes open, I'll start vomiting, the pain I get in my stomach, it's like a burning right up through me. It's horrible.
That's
absolutely
mad.
Horrible.
Can I ask, are allergies genetic or hereditary? Does anyone else in your family suffer with this allergy?
Well, my sister has a latex allergy as well, but my mom wouldn't have any at all.
Oh, that's really interesting.
But my dad when he was younger had a gluten allergy.
I suppose going back to the mushrooms, you wouldn't miss mushrooms.
No, you could get rid
of the mushrooms. It's the gluten and the dairy that's the annoying one. But Emma, thanks very much for sharing this morning.
No problem.
Cheers.
Bye. See ya. Bye.
And let's chat to Emily. What's your allergies?
Yeah, I'm actually allergic to my own sweat.
You're allergic to your own sweat?
What?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you need to elaborate on that. What actually happens?
It started happening when I was going up to college and stuff, and I was commuting, and like I'd obviously kind of break out in a sweat if I was running from the bus to my lectures and stuff. And I'd break out into a massive rash. And then when I started exercising, my lips would start to swell as well. So I've kind of had to hold off on the exercise and stuff like that.
And
yeah,
Emily, is this common?
Yeah, it's actually not at all. Like the treatment, I'm literally on my way to get my treatment now in Bowman. But I think it's only like 20 to 25 people have had it before, this treatment.
Okay.
Yeah, it's super rare. Like I'm on literally like so many antihistamines a day to try and calm it down.
So can you really only exercise in the winter?
Yeah, literally, yeah. Or sometimes I could break out in like a cold sweat or like if I'm anxious, but it's mad. It can happen whenever, like.
Well, I have such sympathy because I am such a sweaty person.
Oh, so sweaty.
My hands drip, honestly.
You'd be constantly breaking out in rashes. You would be one just massive rash. Well, Emily, I know it's probably no consolation, but you've probably got the uniquest allergy this morning on the show.
Yeah, 100%. I've heard no one with it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for sharing, Emily, and best luck with the treatment this morning.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
In 3 minutes' time, we are doing Celeb Smash.
Producer Callum is going to give us a topic then. It's up to us to smash that topic, things related to it, with celebrities' names. Yesterday was interesting,
Bit
Producer
of a
Callum.
Joke.
Even though you ended up winning, we had to smash celebrities' names with Shrek references.
Yes.
Now, this is where it's going because last week it was food and I can't even remember what it was, but it was broad
clothing.
Yeah. It was broad topics.
Yeah.
You're getting more niche. So what do we have to look forward to today? Give us a little taster.
I've taken it back this morning, so it's going to be a little closer to home and a little more broader.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Graham, I think you'll do better.
Oh, it's
Politics.
Not exactly. Find out in 3 minutes.
Celeb.
Smash.
We gotta use our head for this. Celeb Smash. Producer Callum gives us a topic and we have to try and smash it with the celebrity's name. It's currently 1-0 to me.
I hope I know the topic.
You did say, producer Callum, that this morning's topic Graham is going to prefer. I can guarantee you I can guess what it is.
I think I know what it is.
It's not politics.
It's not politics.
It's counties.
It's counties. I was just thinking that.
That's it, it's counties.
And please say it's counties because I've got a great one.
So, today's Celebrity Smash, I give you a topic and you have to smash that topic with different celebrities' names. The celebrities can be alive or dead. Today's topic
counties.
Is...
Counties, counties.
I bet you it's counties.
Places in Ireland.
Counties. Yes!
Well, hang on
I
a sec.
I have one. I have an unbelievable
hang
one.
Hang on a sec.
Okay, you have a question.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Places
yes.
or counties?
So you can use counties, cities, locations, basically anything in
I've
Ireland.
Got too much, way too much.
You
I've
can
got
use.
Two.
You can even use the north. So you can use Northern Ireland as well. I'm using the island of Ireland. You can use like a castle or the Book of Kells or something. Here's an example that
the
I have.
The Book of Kells isn't a place.
But it's...
It's a book.
It's a place in Trinity, Graham.
It's not.
A place
it's
to
in
visit.
The it's in the library.
Yeah, well, everyone calls that the Book of Kells.
It's still something.
Kells
anyway,
is a place.
Today's example that I'm giving you, Lil Nas X.
That's brilliant.
Lil Nas X. Nas.
I already have three.
I'm a little bit worried.
I already have three.
In the studio, Graham and Nathan, you've got to come up with three. You, wherever you are, 087 711 1038 on the text, WhatsApp voice note. I want you to celeb smash celebrities and places in Ireland.
Graham.
I'm going to give one here.
Well, just give one here because I know you have access.
So many.
And I need to hear.
And he's a radio person in England, so people don't really know him.
Go on.
Simon Mayo.
Yeah, because of the county of Mayo and he's a radio
host.
Give
us another one.
Dublinda Martin.
Dublinda Martin.
Graham is going to reel this off. So places
easy.
In Ireland, celebrities and places in Ireland. 087 711 1038, please.
So easy. It's an easy win.
No, it's not. Producer Callum, what was that topic?
Yes, so today's topic was places in Ireland. So my example was Lil Nas X. So we're looking for, could be a city, could be a county, could be a location like Dundrum. It doesn't have to be a specific town.
Well, I'd be honest with you, I just stuck with counties and I did have to Google a map of Ireland and to just make sure the counties were correct for me.
I just did counties as well, but I've got so many.
Yeah.
I've got more than three.
Do you want to give one that you haven't even done?
That I'm not going to use?
Yeah.
I don't know which one I'm not going to use yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to throw one in the mix. Ender Kilkenny.
Oh, very
yeah.
good.
Yeah, I'm glad that neither of you did
all
that.
Right. I'll use this one then. Kilkenny Dogleash.
Very good.
Liverpool legend.
Yes.
Clever.
Okay, I'm not using that one.
Really into the Kilkenny this morning.
Not using that one.
Nathan's one up in the week. Nathan, let's have your three first, please.
And can we get ready to press a few dings, Graham?
Go on.
First one, Limericky Martin.
That's pretty
That's
good.
That's very good.
Not
yeah.
bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Graham, do you want to go next?
I'll go Limerick Astley.
Ah, very good.
Very good.
Hello to our colleagues in Limerick if you're listening.
Friend of the show, Kerry Katona.
Kerry, it's on his list.
Yeah, Kerry.
But I won't use it.
Won't use it.
Cavan Morrison.
Van Morrison. That was a bit of a stretch now. No.
Bit of a stretch.
Don't. Van Morrison.
Yes, I know.
Cavan Morrison.
But there's better celebrities than Van Morrison.
Yeah, like Cavan James.
Spoken like a true Englishman over there.
Oh, do you hear that? He enjoyed mine. Cavan James. Thank you very much.
Matthew Monahanany.
I like that.
Monahanany.
I think you've gone for quantity over quality here, Graham.
Oh, great.
Monahanany.
I'm scared if Graham doesn't win.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry, you're just not giving me Van Morrison.
In fairness,
do you understand the...
Cavan James is better.
Cavan James is good. I'm going to give Graham the win because he's put more effort into it.
Okay.
He took the risk. The risk of making...
I actually think he'd be throwing things.
Pay off all the time, so it's 1-1.
Graham!
Sorry.
So that's in the studio, Graham. I believe the WhatsApp has been hopping.
Hopping, okay. Let's go to Connor.
Hi, guys. A bit historical, but how about Balia Aha Cleopatra?
Take a bow.
Very good. Osguelga.
Alva.
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer from Fraser.
I think that was Alva yesterday who did the T-Rex one.
Well done, Alva.
Better than yesterday.
This is brilliant. Okay, so this is... Sorry, I've got so many coming through here. I'm trying to get the names. Yes, so this is Ryan. Ryan just put in a couple, but I'll read out two. Simply Red Cow. Ariana Grand Canal.
Oh, that's a great one.
Ryan says, sell Bridget Jones.
Bridget Jones, good, yeah. Didn't have to be a real celebrity, can be fictional.
Danny says, Verad Carpenter's Town. Verad Carpenter's Town.
Nah, hard to say.
Yeah.
Shane says, Kanye Westport.
Very good.
Yeah.
Fiona says, I love this segment, but also goes, Holly Wicklowby.
Oh, that's great.
The Holly Willoughby.
Britney Spears.
Oh, very good.
Gary says, Paddy McGuinness Storehouse. I honestly can't keep up with them coming in.
I love it.
Cork Neacox. Edison Cavan E. Burren Omars. Derry Springer.
Oh, Derry Springer, come on.
There's so many coming through.
Thank you so much.
I think today has been the best so far. The best day of all of them. Back tomorrow.
This is a beautiful song.
After nine. Thanks, Callum. It's Clinton Kane, and it's called Chicken Tendies.
Saw someone who looks just like you.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
It is 9:39. Okay, pen's away. Screen's closed.
I actually feel attacked there. Producer Callum just said, Nathan, I've typed something on your computer, the questions that you're going to ask me, Graham, so I can't repeat. I can't ask you to repeat the question.
That fantastic tactic, Callum, because every week, what are they again? Oh, I'm not listening.
Yeah, I like asking.
We used to print them off and then we stopped printing them to save paper, but we have this shared folder that you can type on and it updates on the computer without me having to get up. So you can open that and then you can see the questions.
No.
So, this is where I pick a random topic for Nathan to study. If he gets 2 out of 3 right, I'll admit he knows something because the general knowledge is weak. This week, it's on Bertie Ahern.
Go on, Bertie, a good thing. A lot of information about old Bertie. I don't know how I'll fare.
Question number one. In 1987, Bertie was appointed minister for what? A. Labour.
Labour.
Ooh, well done.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
I hope Bertie's listening right now.
What constituency is he? Oh, where is he born? What part of Dublin?
Drumcondra.
Yeah, well done. It's not a question.
No, that was a question.
Question number two.
Let me check my sheet if that was a question.
No. Question number two. Which of these roles did Bertie never have? A. Lord Mayor of Dublin. B. Government Chief Whip. C. Cathaoirleach.
That's funny.
What?
The second one.
The Government Chief Whip.
What do they do?
They're the whip.
What?
They're the whip.
And what does a whip do?
Pretty sure the whip makes sure everyone votes and stuff like that. Yeah. Something like that.
Sounds funny. Do you know what it is, producer?
Yeah, it's basically the chief whip commands the TDs or the MPs to vote on their party's policy. Yeah.
I'm just picturing a whip in leather.
Which of those roles did Bertie never do?
I'm going to say Lord Mayor of Dublin.
He's wrong. Oh. Cathaoirleach. He was a Lord Mayor. Can't give you the year now. I should have wrote that down. But
was he a whip?
He was the chief whip at one stage. Final question, Nathan. Need this to get this right to win. Bertie succeeded who as leader of Fianna Fáil in 1994?
Oh, that's a difficult one.
A. Charlie High. B. Albert Reynolds. C. Jack Lynch.
This is tough. He succeeded. I think it's Albert Reynolds.
Why?
Because I saw that name float about in Wikipedia.
Final answer?
Final answer.
He's done it.
Oh, come on! You tried to trick me.
No.
With Charlie Haughey.
Yeah, well, Charlie was before Albert Reynolds. But anyway, Nathan knows
these
nothing.
These feel great, guys.
It's well done. I didn't expect to do well in politics, but he knows something about Bertie Ahern.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
It'll be nice when we're able to go on flights again, won't it?
Oh, yeah. Do we have any flying music?
Oh.
Oh, we used to have flying music.
What's
I'm
this?
Sorry, guys. I'm going for it.
Oh, no, that's fight. I thought I said flight.
Oh, you need to get your eyes tested.
Do we have any flight music? And we don't.
Do you remember? Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Unfortunately, I can't see it now, but I'll continue with the story.
Continue on.
If it pops up, it pops up. So, do you remember? This isn't the story, but do you remember back in the day when we were able to fly?
Yeah.
I'd always say how you got the emergency exit. Can you remember my little trick?
Was it that you book your seat really late?
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
This feels so much better. Didn't you say you check in late?
So, check in online.
Yeah.
However, I can't. It's been so long, I can't even remember. What's the time period before a flight that you can check in online?
I haven't a clue.
3 hours or 1 hour?
I don't know.
Whatever it was. Say it's an hour. Check in just before.
I don't like that.
They fill up the whole plane, bar the emergency exit, and if it's a full flight, you're going to get the emergency exit. Now, it's a risky business because sometimes they overbook the flights.
But do you not find the emergency exit really stressful? I know you have more room, but they do go to you. You need to read this pamphlet.
It's fine.
In case of an emergency.
If the flight goes down, I would like to be in charge. I wouldn't like somebody else. Like, if you want something done right, you do it yourself.
What if you saw me?
Oh, God. I'd get off. I'd turn around. If I saw you beside
I'd
the door.
I'd be blowing my nose into that pamphlet.
I'd be like, I'm off this flight. The reason I bring this up is because Linda Ferguson, she worked as cabin crew for 24 years. She revealed that if you're lucky enough to bag a window seat, not a fan of the window seat.
I hate the window seat.
She said you should never rest your head on the window itself. She told Reader's Digest the reason for this is people often attempt to sleep on it. Yeah, I think we've all seen that. But never realise just how grim it might be. She says she's witnessed many people cough, breathe and sneeze and who knows what else against the surface. I don't know what else
what
there will be
what
to
else
do.
What else can you do?
Bar cough, breathe and sneeze.
Unless urinate on it. Sorry, sir, get back into your seat.
She said if there was a backlight and they could light up the plane with all the germs, I think it would petrify everybody.
Ugh.
Now on Reddit, a former flight attendant also said that the tray tables are disgusting.
Oh.
You never really think about it because obviously you're eating off the tray tables and you have your phone on the tray tables. But she says, don't do this. I can't remember how many times I've seen babies changed on them, people puke on them, and people bleed on them. They're supposed to be cleaned nightly, but I wouldn't put food directly on them. Nope, nope. No.
Anything about the lottery ticket? Do they have bacteria?
I can't wait, no, because nobody ever touches them.
Been there for years.
And before we finish, it's a quick story. We were talking about there getting the emergency exit in a plane back in the days when we could fly again. And my trick is, when you're checking in online, make sure to check in right at the end. Just at the last couple of minutes, because that's when you'll get it. I remember one of the last times I was on it and I got the emergency exit. I walked up, put my bags up there, and the flight attendant says, are you 18 or older? You've got to be 18. You got to be 18 or older.
Did they see the grey hair or did you have the cap
no,
on?
No, well, this is the thing. I think it was when I was about 26.
Ah.
Before I was just at the beginning of doing breakfast radio.
Yeah.
And it's certainly gone downhill the last 4 years. How young I look.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7 on Spin 103.8.